Be'ez Hashem Mizbeuch, we begin Hilchas Eidus, the laws of testimony, which is the second out of the five halachas in the Sefer Shoftim book of Judges, which yesh b'chlol and shmoyne mitzvahs. In the category, there's eight commandments, sholosh mitzvahs say, three positive commandments, b'chamesh mitzvahs lo say, and five negative prohibitions. B'zeh p'rat, and these are the specifics. Aleph, number one, lehoid lebezen, to testify in court, lemish yesh le'edus, if someone has testimony to say. Beis, number two, lidrish v'lachra edim, to do different types of inspections and investigations into the witnesses. Gimel, number three, shloyer ha'ed, that the witness should not rule b'din zesh edolav in this court case which he has testified, if it b'din nefashis, regarding capital punishment, he cannot be a judge. Dal, number four, shloyokum davar be'erech, one should not substantiate a case based on the testimony of one witness. Hey, number five, shloyod balaver, that a sinner should not be a witness. Vav number six, shloyoid karb, that a relative should not say testimony. Zayin number seven, shloyoid basheka, not to say false testimony. Ches number eight, last eid zaimim, to make for the witness that what is called the eid zaimim, who is refuted in a specific type of a way, kashazam, the way he plotted to do to that defendant, that's what you do to that witness. Ubeir mitzvah, an explanation of these eight mitzvahs of the prakam eil are in these chapters, where there's 22 prakam. The first two discuss the halacha of eiders of testimony and the chakiris and bedikas, the way you check them out. Gimel and Dal discuss regarding the leniencies when it comes regarding monetary testimony. Hey discusses regarding judging with Eid Echad. Perek Vav Teches discusses regarding the validation of documents. Test Yadal discusses regarding the invalidations regarding witnesses. Test Vav Tezayin discusses when there's a bias, when there's a somewhat of a negia regarding this Eidus. Perek Tezayin discusses regarding the prohibition of testimony from someone else. And Yud Ches to Yud Chav Beis discussed regarding the differences between Hachasha, refuting, and Hazama, which is more than just refuting, and it's regarding implicating the witnesses in the falsehood that they're lying. Perek Rishon, with that we begin the first perek regarding the mitzvah of saying testimony and the way to investigate the witnesses. The Rambam gives halacha regarding the obligation to testify. Ha'ed mitzuba lehoid bebezen. The witness is commanded to say testimony in court. B'chal edus sheyadeh, regarding any testimony that he knows. B'me edus sheychayv ba eschaber, whether it's testimony that would hold his friend liable to pay to his claimant according to what he's claiming from him. Or b'me edus sheyzakeh, by whether we're talking about testimony that's going to be a favor for the person that he's testifying regarding. Now, but this only applies that he's commanded if she had pe'enu lahoyt. If he is he's claimed to testify, which that is one of the litigants claims and says, you know what to say, please testify for me. Bedin the mum, this when it's regarding monetary law, because regarding capital punishment, even if no one asks him, he has an obligation to testify. Shnemek says, Napasing the Yikra, who ate, if he's a witness, or Yira, or either he sees, or Yada, or he knows, and Loyagar, if he doesn't say, then he carries his sin, he has a mitzvah to testify. Halacha Beis. Now, Haya Eid Chacham Gadol, let's say the witness was a great sage. V'hoya Bebezin, now the court was actually Pachas Men B'chacham, was lower than him in wisdom. So Haya Be'in Kavayda She'el Chalafim, since it's not according to his dignity to have to go in front of them. Asay Shal Kavit Taira, the positive commandment of honoring the Torah, which refers to the Tamid Chachamim, Adav is better, and Be'esh Le'limana, and therefore he should refuse to come and testify in front of that lower court. Now, Be'edrim, when we say this, Be'edis Moment, when it's regarding a monetary case, that's what he's testifying. Testimony regarding separating someone from a prohibition. Let's say, for example, a woman comes to the bezdin and says she's permitted to get married, and this witness knows that her husband is still alive. Or regarding a testimony of a capital punishment case. Or makos or lashes. Then he has to go and testify. Like it says in the pasuk, initially, there's no wisdom, there's no understanding, etc. Like it says, l'neged Hashem, when it opposes to Hashem. And that is come makom sheshchil Hashem, anywhere where there's a desecration of Hashem, which is anyone violating an iser or some type of a punishment that Torah mandates, in chalkin kavod l'rab, then we don't designate any honor to the talmud chacham. There's no chacham, no tvuna. Then we have to all do whatever's necessary, even if it's beneath our dignity for Hashem's Torah. Loch gimel, kain gadol in chayv l'hoyd. A high priest does not have to testify. El edushi l'melech yisrael b'var, only if it's a testimony for the king of the Jewish people. And then he goes to the high court and he testifies regarding the king. But regarding all of the testimonies, Pater, he's exempt. It's not according to the dignity of a Kohen Gadol. Halacha Dalet continues now regarding the positive commandment of investigating and checking out and double cross and checking out the testimony of the witnesses. So mitzvah say lidrash as eidim. There's a positive commandment to check out the witnesses if what they're saying is precise, ulchakram, and to have certain types of questions that we investigate them as we're going to count. Ulaharbis b'shei losim, and to increase the questions, and we're very precise on them. We take them from one topic to another topic when we're asking them questions. To silence them, where they're going to stop testifying because so many questions and the depth of the investigation, they're not going to be able to answer. Or they're actually going to retract on what they already said before the end of the investigation. If in their testimony there's somewhat of a flaw or something they're not sure about. Krishna like says the pasuk in the bottom, "Bederashta v'chakarta," that you should seek and that you should investigate. V'shaltaidim, you should ask very much. Now, at the same time, the judge has to be careful when they're investigating the witnesses, what they're saying. Maybe from their words, they're going to teach them to lie because they might be what's called leading questions. And if you say the wrong things, say, well, was it like this? And then he's going to figure out, oh, wait a second, he probably wants me to say this, and he's going to lie. Now, regarding chakiris, there's seven specific analysis questions that are necessary to ask the witnesses. First of all, Be'ezer Shavuah, which year of the Shemitah cycle of the, which Shemitah year of this, of the Yovel cycle, there's 50 years in the seven cycles of Shemitah, which Shemitah cycle? Be'ezer Shana, which year of the Shemitah, which year of the Yovel cycle? Then which year of the Shemitah cycle, the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle? Be'ezer Chodesh, which month of the year? Be'kam Chodesh, how many days in the month? Be'ezer Yemi Yemi HaShabbos, which day of the week was it? Be'kam HaShoyes B'yem, what hour of the day was it? Be'ezer Malkum, and which place was it? Now, even if he says today he killed them or yesterday he killed them, still showing them, you still ask them all the questions, Be'ezer Shavuah, in which Shemitah, which Yovel cycle, Be'ezer Shana, which year of the Shemitah cycle, Be'ezer Chodesh, which month, Be'kam B'chodesh, what day of the month, Be'ezer Yom, which day, Be'ezer Shah, and which hour. Now, Mechlal Chakiris, now included in these Chakiris, these questions, Yesha Allah Shavah Shavah Sbukal, more than the universal seven questions that we just mentioned, are, for example, Shemei Ido Olam Shavar Abadizar. Let's say they testified that he worshipped idolatry. So Shemlem, we asked them, Esmo Avid, which idol did he worship? Uve Ezavoy David, which type of worship did he do for them? Let's say Yidu Shechil Shabbos. Let's say they testified that he desecrated the Shabbos. Shemlem, I assume they asked him, Ezav Malachasa, which type of the prohibited 39 Malachas did he do? Beheichasa, how did he do the Malacha? Let's say he testified he ate on Yom Kippur. Shemlem, they asked him, Ezav Maichalacha, what food did he eat? V'kamachal, how much did he eat? Let's say he testified that he murdered someone. And they ask him, but with what weapon did he kill him? All types of things. That's all included in the chakiris, are the basic questions relevant to what actually happened, where it happened, how it happened. Halacha hey. Now, hachakiris vadrishas, these questions and these investigations, these are the things that are the primary element of the testimony, in contrast, as we're going to see in a moment, to bedikas, which are not regarding the actual primary testimony, as we'll see in Allah above. And it's regarding these questions that's going to hold, that's going to make that person liable or exempt. And what are they? Kavanas hamaisa sha'asa, being precise exactly regarding what did he do and how he did it, regarding the action. The kibin asman, regarding the exact time. And the kibin amakam, the precise place. With those things is when you could do bimazim the witnesses, which is to create a situation to say how could the witnesses have testified, but they were somewhere else at the same time, somewhere else, or not hazama. Because we cannot do hazama to the witnesses until they were precise exactly what time and what place. Then others could come along and say, wait a second, that's that time and place, you with us. Because if you don't say the exact time, he could say, well, that was a different time. It doesn't say the place. He could say, well, that was a different place. And the rule is, whenever you cannot do hazama, it's not going to be considered as an edus. Because you have to be able to fulfill the derash v'chakar, the bedosha shayft, the mahinu eid sheke, you have to be able to get to hazama. And if you can't, so then it's not an edus. So this is the primary edus, these questions. Now, halacha vav. Now we're talking about the bedika se'edim. V'oid marbin livdeg edim. We also increase to check out the witnesses. We're going to things that are not the primary elements of the testimony. And it's not really dependent on these things. These are called inspections. Whoever increases the inspection, so is praiseworthy. What would be a case of inspections? Let's say they testify on this person that he murdered someone. And they already checked out the seven primary questions that we counted, which were precise regarding what time, precisely where the place was. They already checked into the precision of the action, and they got exactly the action. And they were precise regarding what weapon was used to kill the person. But now we do more of what's called the bedikas. And they tell to them, okay, these are secondary, ancillary. Like, okay, what was the victim or the assailant wearing at that time. Because Levon Meshcherim was a white clothing or dark clothing. Afaha Arat Shanegla, the dust of the earth where he was murdered, was a Levon or Adam, was a white or red. Elu v'koyetzim, and these are, and similar types of things, hinam adikas, those are the inspections. Now, Maisa Shomer Edom, there was a story where the witnesses said, Haragim b'vokim pleini tachas at the say, in that place, that guy murdered him beneath the fig tree. Uvodko Edom v'omlam, and they inspected the witnesses, and they said to them with these bedikas, these like secondary questions, Teinim shalah, so the figs of that fig tree, Shechayres hayu elavan, were they black or were they white? Akotzim shalais and hatein, the stems of those figs, Arukas hayu katsars, were they long or were they short? And the web increases, the types of inspections and similar things, because then we're going to be able to really, really get down to the nitty-gritty if what they're saying is precise and true or not.